Fables from Nature, Volume 3, by Margaret Gatti, first published between 1855 and 1857. This unabridged recording was produced in 2005 by Alcazar Audio Works of Burlingame, California, which holds the copyright there too.
Purring when you're pleased. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12, verse 34. They had been licked over hundreds of times by the same mother, had been brought up on the same food, lived in the same house, learnt the same lessons, heard the same advice, and yet how different they were. Never were there two kittens more thoroughly unlike than those two. The one with an open, loving heart, which never could contain itself in its joy, but purred it out at once to all the world. The other, who scarcely ever purred at all, and that never above its breath, let him be as happy or as fond as he would. It was partly his mother's fault, perhaps, for she always set the children the example of reserve, rarely purring herself, and then only in a low tone. But poor thing, there were excuses to be made for her. She had had so many troubles. Cats generally have. Their kittens are taken away from them so often, and they get so hissed about the house when people are busy, and the children pull them about so heedlessly, and make the dogs run after them, which is so irritating, that really the wonder is they ever purr at all. Nevertheless, her not feeling inclined to purr much herself was no good reason for her thinking it silly or wrong in other people to purr when they were pleased. But she did, and she and her purring daughter were always having small tiffs on the subject. Every morning, for instance, when the nice, curly-headed little boy brought the kittens a saucer of milk from his breakfast, there was sure to be a disturbance over the purring question. For even before the saucer had reached the floor, Puss Missy was sure to be there, tall and head-erect and eager, singing her loudest and best, her whole throat vibrating visibly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?